Welcome to It's Your Community with Vanessa Denha, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to It's Your Community. I'm Vanessa Denha-Garmo here with Epiphany Communications and Coaching. We're talking about negotiating like a CEO, how to get ahead with lessons learned from top entrepreneurs and executives with award-winning author Jotham Stein. Jotham Stein, Jotham, thank you so much for joining us here on It's Your Community.
Thanks for having me on your show, Vanessa. Really happy to be here.
So tell us, Jotham, what inspired you to write this book?
Well, two things, Vanessa. The first is I wanted to help all your listeners out there and everybody else who reads the book to protect themselves in employment and to keep themselves from getting taken advantage of. And the second reason is I wanted to have a fun time writing the book. So I did that and put in my book about how to protect yourself in employment, 59 fictional stories that underscore what I'm writing about and are fun to read with interesting characters.
So tell us some of the, you included different stories and have commented on, sad stories, tragic cases, people facing issues with friends and family. What can some of the things can you share with us?
Well, the most important thing to do is to negotiate like a CEO. And that's why I titled the book, which is to protect yourself at the beginning of your relationship with your company, whether you're an employee, if you have any leverage at all to negotiate what I call a professional prenuptial agreement. It can be an offer letter, an employment agreement, because things do go wrong in employment. Similarly, if you're an entrepreneur, whether you're going out to get institutional investment from private equity individuals or from venture capitalists, or whether you're starting just a small company with family members, the best thing to do is have your exit separation negotiated on day one with everyone, so everyone has clear expectations and you're protected if things go wrong in business, which happens all the time for entrepreneurs, whether they're starting small businesses or large ones, and happens all the time in employment.
So I want to dig a little deeper on what it means to really negotiate like a CEO. What do CEOs do differently than the average person when it comes to negotiations?
What most CEOs do is negotiate their separation agreement, their severance agreement, exit agreement on day one before they take the job. And so why do they do that? As CEOs going into a company, they're expecting to do a great job. They're expecting to grow the company. If it's a public company, they're expecting that the stock will go through the roof because they have a lot of confidence in what they're doing. If it's a private company, they're expecting to grow that company, whether it's to grow it to sell, to grow it just to manage it, or to grow it to go public. They're expecting to have a great career and do a great job. But the CEOs know that things don't always go well and businesses change. Boards change, individual goals change. And so what do? They negotiate on day one before they have their separation agreement or in the entrepreneur's case, their protection for their equity and for their company negotiated out on day one. And then they go forward trying to build their company, but knowing that their downside is protected.
How important are employment agreements in general?
Well, to my mind, that's what we're calling a professional prenuptial agreement, and they are incredibly important. But I want to say many people can't get a full-blown 10-page employment agreement. They can only get one-page or two-page offer letters. But to protect yourself, you can put a one-sentence statement in that offer letter, even if it's one page or two pages, that would protect you. For example, I'll just give us an example. Let's just say you put a one-line sentence that says, if you fire me for any reason or no reason at all, you will pay me 3 months of severance.
Okay.
6 months of severance. That's protection for the individual in case somebody comes and says, we don't want you anymore. And in most states, as you know, Vanessa, most states are at-will employment states, which means companies have wide discretion to fire their employees whenever they want for no reason, with no notice. They just can't do it for a legal reason like discrimination, but they can do it for any other reason.
You know, this made me think of a couple of things that popped in my head, Jotham Stein, who we're talking to on It's Your Community. I remember back in the day, years ago, when I was a kid, my dad would negotiate like loans for his business from the bank on a handshake. Like I watched that on a handshake. You would never see that today.
That's where things sort of have gone downhill in that regard. I want to do say, though, that there are people out there as honest as the day is long. I mean,
sure, of course.
There's definitely happens. And there's definitely people who still, like your father, do deals on a handshake. And you know what? Both sides live up to their, first of all, they had clear expectations that both sides live up to whatever the deal was on the handshake. That does happen. But in the so many times things go wrong, particularly when money's involved and people stab each other in the back. You know, that's the colloquial expression from the street. And that really happens. And it happens at small companies that are family-owned companies. Terrible situations when family members are essentially cheating each other or stabbing each other in the back. And it happens at the biggest publicly traded companies. So that's what you're protecting yourself. Listen, Vanessa, we all hope that life is like, you know, your father doing deals with the bank. You shake hands and then you have
an
account. But, you know, it's not always like that.
Well, that's why your book is so important. And that's why I was intrigued in having you on, because just from my own personal experiences, it's funny, Jotham, because I've had some business deals. And any time that I've had people who hesitate to negotiate contracts or sign a contract or put everything on the table, whether we're family or not, the fact that they hesitate or hem a haw about it, that's a red flag to me. I don't care how close we are.
That's a huge red flag. You know, the old trust me, it'll work out. That's a recipe for disaster. I don't have too much hair on my head, but if I did, I'd say my tentacles stand up. My concerns are worried when I hear that, because that's really a recipe for a disaster.
Yeah, I had, you know, my husband and I were negotiating with somebody and he kept saying, you know, why do you want everything in writing? He's like my brother. I'm like, well, if he was like your brother, then you wouldn't have to ask me that. You would just do it for me because I asked you for it. You know what I mean? It's like those kinds of, that to me was a big red flag. I'm like, the fact that you said that tells me volumes that you may not be up to something good here.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And if everybody had your intuition like you do, like you're ready, it was a red flag, that would be great, because so many people get hurt in those circumstances. They say, oh, it'll work out. It's this friend of mine. It's this college roommate. I don't know, they stood up at my wedding, whatever it is. And, you know, it doesn't always work out that way, which is why the people listening should do what the CEO does, negotiate like them and have the deal done in advance. So they can be your brother or like your brother, but at least if you have a contract and things go wrong, then you're protected.
We're talking with Jotham Stein here, author of the award-winning book, Negotiate Like a CEO, How to Get Ahead with Lessons Learned from Top Entrepreneurs and Executives. Jotham, can you tell us who was the initial target audience when you wrote the book?
You know, it was actually everybody out there that wanted to learn about employment and how to protect themselves, from the entry-level person going into employment, just getting out of school, for example, college, all the way up to the CEO. And to those people that are entrepreneurs. I've been doing this for more than 25 years, so I have so much experience and I've seen so many different things out there, both good and bad. And I figured, okay, let's try to empower everybody from being cheated or taken advantage of the first time. Because I have lots of clients, you know, I'm a lawyer, and I have lots of clients who they get cheated once and then they come to me and it never happens again. But I was trying to help everybody from the very beginning. To try to protect themselves, or if they had no leverage, like some people have no leverage and they have to take the job that they're offered, and they, that one page offer letter or two page offer letter, they can't negotiate. At least they'll go into an employment relationship with their eyes wide open. So if things go well, the tea leaves are good, that they recognize what's good and they maybe ask for a promotion or for protection at that time. Or if things are going bad, they get out and they find another job or change careers or whatever they're going to do before their employment gets terminated.
So tell us a little bit, you're a principal at your own law firm. Tell us about a little bit about your law firm.
So my law firm is, the main offices are in Palo Alto, California, but we have offices in Chicago and in New York. And we do a number of different things, but we represent a lot of employees, entrepreneurs, executives, board of director types, And anybody who's in employment in their relationships, typically with their employers, with their companies, or whoever they're doing a deal with, if you're like entrepreneurs with people investing in the company. Mm-hmm. And we do other things. We litigate as well on behalf of usually individuals, sometimes for companies. And we do represent some companies, but my our niche, I guess, where we concentrate a lot is on individual representation.
So that's where a lot of your expertise came from, and you've been dealing with executives and board members for many, many years, venture capitalists and private equity principals and investment bankers for many years. So you have years of experience that really led into the writing of this book, Negotiate Like a CEO. How do we find the book?
You go to Amazon.com and you Google Negotiate Like a CEO, or you my name, Jotham Stein, and you'll find the book in both electronic version on Amazon, they call it Kindle, or you can get a paperback copy. If you're a Prime member, it'll come the next day. That's how you find it.
So Jotham, have you had stories where like somebody came to you and you're like, seriously, you got into this mess? Like, have you had these stories that just shocked you that people got themselves into a mess because they didn't negotiate like a CEO?
All the time. Almost every day at all levels of employment. And it happens all the time. You learn something new every day. And in the employment world, you learn good things that happen. And you're like, wow, that's something I haven't heard before. And I've been doing this for 25 something years.
Yeah.
But you also hear on the bad side, which is what you're trying, which I'm hoping everybody's going to protect themselves against. People getting cheated in new ways or in different ways, because everybody's situation is different, right?
Sure.
We have different families, we have different concerns, but the ways people get mistreated and the ways things prove very beneficial for people are sort of, they repeat themselves over and over again. That's why you were saying that I've been doing this for so long. The book, those 59 stories in particular that underscore what I'm writing about, those are stories, they're all fictional. I wrote them at the Pete's Coffee House and tried to make interesting characters for everybody to be able to read and say, that was a great 4 or 5 page story. But they're based on fact patterns that happen over and over again. Like,
yeah,
if you think about a movie, there are action movies and there are romance movies.
Sure.
Thrillers. Well, the same type of fact patterns happen over and over again in employment, both on the upside, where people get incredibly rich or have a great retirement, and on the downside, where they get cheated out of tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, sometimes millions of dollars.
Yeah. We're talking with Jotham Stein, the author of the award-winning book, Negotiate Like a CEO. He's the principal of his own law firm, Law Office of Jotham Stein. And then, Jotham, in terms of, this reminded me too of a story many years ago when I was negotiating, actually working in full-time as a reporter, a couple of my coworkers were negotiating contracts and I looked, I'm like, oh, we have to negotiate these. And one actually hired a really prominent attorney to negotiate. Another one, her dad had a lot of experience in negotiating contracts working in the automotive industry. And it was the first time I realized, oh, I need somebody to help me do this, And I remember hiring an attorney who was an agent for people in my business and broadcast. And he was the one that brought to light that I was really drastically underpaid compared to my male counterparts. And I'm like, oh, and I was able to go in. And that's why your expertise is so needed, because oftentimes you see things we don't see because you've dealt with it so much. He knew so much about the broadcast media world. He knew what people were getting paid. I didn't know that, but he knew that.
So all of you listeners out there, I really hope they heard what you just said. And if this is ever like on you posted somewhere, I guess on the radio, website, they should listen to exactly what you just said, because that happens all the time. People under negotiate for themselves. They don't realize they have to negotiate. They don't negotiate what their worth is like. That's exactly what you're describing. You learned so many years ago. And that's part of the point of the book, right? To help people negotiate the better deal for themselves. And now, of course, that happened to you a long time ago, you're talking about. Now you're always aware of it, that you can negotiate and what your worth is. But I can't tell you how many people get caught in exactly what you described. They just don't know, right? It's like If I go into you're on the radio, if I go into your studio, I wouldn't know which buttons to press.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why there's experts. It's so funny because, you know, the people that think they don't need experts drive me crazy. I'm like, why do you think there's those degrees? You know what I mean? Because you're not supposed to be an expert at everything. That's why you hire people out who know what they're doing.
Yeah, you know, CEOs walk into my office. I don't know a damn thing about running their business. I think it's fascinating. That's why I love talking to people representing
every sure.
different levels of the company. I mean, companies all the way to CEO, because I learn so much about different companies. It's fascinating to me. I can't tell you how to run the company. In the legal department, I could, but certainly not. You know, what do I know about computer chips or biopharmaceutical, products and so forth, or whatever. But I do know that about employment, and I see so many things. I regularly tell the shrewdest, the most experienced, the nicest people, the very successful people about things they can negotiate for, even much later in life than you were when you discovered all this that you could negotiate. And what's also interesting, Vanessa, is that some people can negotiate for others or for their company, but they can't really negotiate for themselves. And they also need help. There's a lot of people out there. And I've had on more than one occasion, multiple occasions where like executive vice presidents of worldwide sales, you know, the kind that could negotiate anything for anybody for their company, they can't negotiate their own deal and they need help. So and I don't know what the reason is psychologically for that, but there are so many people out there, right? That was the whole point of the book, is I was trying to bring 25 plus years of experience in negotiation, how companies work and tea leaves, how to protect yourself to everybody, so they wouldn't have to wake up one day and realize, hey, I didn't really negotiate a good deal for myself. I left too much on the table, or worse, I got cheated out of money or equity or healthcare benefits or something because I didn't protect myself when I could have.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point. And I think that's uncommon. I think a lot of people could do things for other people, but they can't do it for themselves. That kind of makes sense. I could see that that's why you need somebody to do it for you. Sometimes I think you're too close to it too. It's too personal. It gets become emotional. Like, you know, when you're negotiating one thing, you take the emotion out of it. But when it's you, your emotions become part of it and you can't, you know, think clearly, you know, or negotiate clearly. So I think that's a really good point. Jotham Stein is who we're talking to here on It's Your Community, author of the award-winning book, Negotiate Like a CEO, the principal of his law offices, Jotham Stein. And, you know, Jotham, I learned that lesson many, many years ago, and it was the greatest lesson I ever learned because I realized I didn't know what I didn't know. You know what I mean? And I didn't want to be in that position ever again. Like, I better figure out what it is I don't know.
Yes, especially if you're starting a business or you're going into employment or you're negotiating a contract. I mean, you know, the person who's done it for 25 years like myself, or somebody who's done it for 5 years, has that experience, they know a lot more about it than somebody who does it once every 3 years or once every 5 years.
Yeah.
And it's not because the person who knows about it is any better person or anything like that. It's just because they've seen it so many times before. And what you're saying just before you're sometimes too close to it. That's also true. A lot of people who get into the problem that, you know, I'm trusting my brother or I'm trusting the business or it's going to work out. They get emotional because they want it to work out. But one of the messages of the book is think cold and calculatingly about everything you're doing when it's your income, when it's your livelihood that's on the line. Because if things don't go right, you want to protect yourself. And we all know you can check with your friends, your colleagues, family members, people you went to school with. You can, if you talk with them and they're willing to share their story, you'll find out lots of situations where you'd be doing better to put the emotion aside, to get some outside help, and to protect yourself. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, in business, there's a lot of cold and calculating decisions that are made, and that's the way people should go about protecting their livelihood, you know, their salary, their medical payments, their careers.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Jotham, you know, you're a graduate of Stanford Law School and Princeton University. Quite impressive. When did you realize that this was the area of law that you would pursue?
Probably just after I fell into it. I certainly didn't go to college or law school thinking I was going to be representing, employees of all levels and entrepreneurs and executives and so forth. What happened was, after law school, I went to the big firm in Palo Alto, and then after a couple of years, hung out my own shingle, and people started, it happened to be in Silicon Valley. I was there at the right time, at the right place, I guess. And over time, people started to refer me, lawyers, for example, would refer me their individual clients because they wanted to represent the company. And that I talk about in the book, early on in my career, I put an ad in a magazine, no longer around, but it was the hot magazine in Silicon Valley at the time. It's called The Red Herring. And I put an advertisement in there that said, even CEOs get fired. And you would not believe who responded to that, because a lot of people in employment, a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of people in business are afraid to talk to others about things going wrong in their careers. But they would call me, and that helped my career as well. So now, you know, one thing led to another. We get referrals all the time from lawyers and happy clients. And so it's blossomed my career, but I did not go into it until law school expecting that this is what I would be doing. It was totally something I fell into.
What a clever title. That almost sounds like another book, Even CEOs Get Fired. I love it. It was a clever ad. Jonathan, what else do you want to share with our listeners here on It's Your Community before we let you go?
What I would say is if you have any leverage at all, please do the best for yourself and your families, and do the best to protect yourself, whether it's a one-line employment agreement or a full-blown employment agreement. Because I've seen lots of good things, but lots of bad things. I'd also say, if you're an entrepreneur starting a business, maybe listen again to some of the things Vanessa said here, because you want to negotiate everything on day one, and you can negotiate even if it's outside your comfort zone to help protect yourself, and it'll be the best thing you ever did if things don't go well. And we all hope they really do go well. Mm-hmm. So that's what I would share with all your listeners. I'd also say, if things don't go well for you, and you don't have any protection, people reincarnate themselves all the time. They do get new jobs, new careers, and they don't let whatever happened on the downside happen again. And there are lots of people out there just like you, so you are never alone. There's always people that are experiencing what you're experiencing in employment or in business. So even if things aren't so bad, you're not alone, but we hope they'll always be good. And we hope that I hope you'll always try to protect yourself, just like title of the book, Negotiate Like a CEO.
That's great advice, Jonathan. Thank you so much, especially for people who do get down on themselves. And I've seen it over and over again in my personal experience of people that have not negotiated like a CEO, and they made bad deals, and they are so down on themselves that they can't pick themselves up and start over again. So that's awesome advice. Thank you for sharing that with our listeners today.
Well, thanks for having me on your show, Vanessa. It's been a great conversation.
My pleasure again. Negotiate Like a CEO by Jonathan Stein. It's an author of an award-winning book, and you can get it on Amazon. Thank you so much for being with us. You can also go to negotiatelikeaceobook.com. Negotiatelikeaceobook.com to find out more. If you have any questions or comments or show topics you want me to get to, you can go to Epiphany Communications and Coaching, and you can private message me there or find me on any of my social media platforms, Vanessa Denha Garmo and Epiphany Communications and Coaching. And as always, we remind you, our listeners, to connect, communicate, and to collaborate with your community. We'll catch you next time here on It's Your Community.
It's Your Community, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.